This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 19. Jephthah the Outcast. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 11. Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty warrior. His father was Gilead. His mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife also bore him sons, and when they were grown up, they drove Jephthah away. "You are not going to get any inheritance in our family," they said, "because you are the son of another woman." So Jephthah fled from his brothers and settled in the land of Tob, where a gang of scoundrels gathered around him and followed him. Sometime later, when the Ammonites were fighting against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob. "Come," they said, "be our commander so we can fight the Ammonites." Jephthah said to them, "Didn't you hate me and drive me from my father's house? Why do you come to me now when you're in trouble?" The elders of Gilead said to him, "Nevertheless, we are turning to you now. Come with us to fight the Ammonites, and you will be head over all of us who live in Gilead." Jephthah answered, "Suppose you take me back to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them to me. Will I really be your head?" The elders of Gilead replied, "The Lord is our witness. We will certainly do as you say." So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And he repeated all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Jephthah's family and community had rejected him because his mother was a prostitute. So he'd fled to another land, where he made a name for himself and outlaws followed him. Though Jephthah had been exiled, the elders of Gilead begged him to return and help them fight the Ammonites, whom God had set against Israel because they worshipped other gods. The elders even said that Jephthah could be leader over all of them. That sounded good to Jephthah, and he made them commit to their promise. The elders and Jephthah are like mirror images, corrupted opportunists serving themselves. They did what seemed right in their own eyes. But what do we do in our communities and our families? Do we simply do as we like, or do we try to seek out God's will, reflecting on the teachings of His word to us, asking the Lord for guidance, and searching out the wisdom of others who believe and trust in God? If we only do what seems right in our own eyes, we won't be much different from Jephthah and the Gileadites, acting in line with our sinful nature. But through another child who had a scandalous birth and was often an outcast, God has provided another way. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life and give up His own life for our sake. He defeated our worst enemies, sin and death, so that we can live at peace with God. Praise be to God. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the Savior who brings us full life with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.